So, no, we are not evolved from animals at all. We were created by a special divine act. God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That's where humans come from. We are specially blessed by God. We are the lords of this earth. We are the crowning glory of his creation. You know, and obviously you can look at animals and find similarities with humans. Like I said, two eyes, nose, mouth. And then now they get all sophisticated by saying, you know, we looked at the DNA and, you know, it turns out that the DNA between humans and chimpanzees is like 90% the same. Well, it's like, well, I could have told you, forget the DNA. We can just look at a chimpanzee and find 90% of things the same. You know, five fingers, 2 feet, 2 legs, 2 arms, shoulders, a head, a mouth, a tongue. I don't need DNA. Folks, you know what DNA is? DNA is basically just a blueprint of what you see. It's a blueprint for the creature, for the organism. So if I look at the organism, if two organisms are similar, they're going to have similar DNA. It's like, oh, wow, what a shock. Because of the fact that they're similar organisms. So here's the thing. DNA didn't provide some new smoking gun proving evolution. Because that's what Richard Dawkins said. Well, now that we have DNA, we know evolution's true. What does DNA tell you? Similarity between animals and humans? Well, I could have told you that they both have eyes and a nose and a mouth. So I could point out. But you know what? What about the dissimilarities? That's what matters. It's that 10% that's different. And don't quote me on that. I'm just throwing that number out there. The point is, it's the difference that matters. The mental difference, the spiritual difference, the intellectual difference. Not just the fact that, you know, oh, look, it's standing on its hind legs or something. You know, I'm not impressed by that.